This is Jay Sekulow, an analysis of the victory in Mount Soledad and an interview with Debbie Lee, the mother of the first Navy SEAL killed in Afghanistan.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your calls from around the country. Our phone lines are open at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are still celebrating that victory yesterday in the Mount Soledad case. That was, of course, the famous cross in San Diego, where the court had basically said it was inappropriate. They weren't going to allow it. And the change, and the significant change in victory in the case, is that the court not only agreed with the position we advocated, but cited our brief extensively in the opinion. We've put an analysis of the opinion up on the website at aclj.org. But what a huge victory for freedom and liberty and respecting the heritage of our country. And Jordan, I know you had a huge reaction yesterday when we announced the victory.
We did, and we had some great phone calls yesterday in the program from members of the armed forces, some who have currently are serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, others who are veterans or have just left the military and the armed forces, talking about the importance of all of these traditions, whether it's the memorials, the importance of having the grave markers and the different markers on the grave and the headstones at the grave sites with the religious symbols, with the cross. We had a man calling about his grandfather. We had someone call in about, as well, the humanity of the prayers of the chaplain corps, of the importance of all of these respects. And I think it was an interesting point, Dad, when I think it was Ken from Washington, he called in and said the importance of having that chaplain there overseas when he was in Iraq after you are in combat missions is that it makes you feel human again. And I don't think any of us can comprehend it that have not been in combat, but to understand the importance, I mean, that is the most important thing, to get your head back on straight, to feel like you're a person again, to feel like you're part of humanity.
Well, the idea is these chaplains play a vitally important role, and whether it's the chaplain that is ministering to the troops or whether it is the Naval Academy where they are trying to change, the ACLU is trying to get rid of a tradition that's been around since the founding of the Naval Academy, and that is, of course, the and this is what's so disheartening about the situation, trying to get rid of the prayer at mealtime, which has been the noontime, what they call the midday meal, has been around since 165 years, since the founding of the Naval Academy. And they're trying, ACLU is trying to get away from this. But I want to hear from you. How important do you think it is to win and preserve traditions and heritage sites like Mount Soledad? How important is it to make sure we have prayer as part of the traditions of an academy like the Naval Academy? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I also am going to let you know, coming up after the break, Debbie Lee is going to be joining with us. She's the mother of Mark Lee. He was the first Navy SEAL killed in action in Afghanistan, and I figured with all the discussions we're having on the military, it would be important to have her next week on the broadcast. Special programming coming. Jordan will be in London, England, and in Manchester, in that area, dealing with a very important deportation case. This is for Christians, converts from Islam to Christianity, and being sent back to Syria. We've now intervened in the matter, but again, a big case, so we'll be bringing you special reports from England next week. Our phone lines, as I said, are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A huge victory for Mount Soledad, for the cross. Post it online at aclj.org. I've got a full analysis that our staff's put together, including quotes from the judge's opinion, by the way, citing directly, quoting directly from the brief that we submitted on behalf of 33 members of Congress. So obviously, very, very pleased with that victory. But I'm going to tell you something, folks, I never rest on our laurels, never rest on the victory we had. The fact of the matter is, we're fighting now the ACLU's and their threat to remove the prayer at mealtime given by chaplains at the Naval Academy. It's a serious threat. We've got a proclamation of solidarity that I want you to sign right now. Here's the phone number. Join your signature with tens of thousands of others that are standing up for our Navy midshipmen and our officers in training. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But again, Jordan, this is really important for people to speak out on.
It is, folks. Let your voice be heard. 877-989-2255. That's our toll-free number. Call right now. 877-989-2255.
It's one of the most revered branches of our military, the United States Navy. And for more than 160 years now, there's been a mealtime prayer at noon at the U.S. Naval Academy, a tradition of voluntary prayer that's now under attack. Now the ACLU is demanding that the Naval Academy stop this time-honored tradition or face a federal lawsuit. That's right, the ACLU is trying to censor the Naval Academy, claiming this voluntary prayer somehow violates the U.S. Constitution. This is the time for action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and encourage the Naval Academy to stand firm, to keep the noontime prayer, and to say no to the ACLU. Sign on today to the ACLJ Proclamation of Solidarity for the Naval Academy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. Help the ACLJ protect prayer in the military.
Regent University's School of Law, uniquely positioned, integrating the study of law with biblical principles. At Regent Law School, the study of law is more than just a profession, it's a calling. Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice.
Regent's motto is training Christian leaders to change the world. And right now, in our nation and really globally, lawyers are at the forefront of global change, and Christian lawyers need to be leading that front.
Jay teaches at Regent Law School, where students receive an exceptional legal education.
The common bond of the students at Regent University is the commitment to academic excellence and being taught from a Christian perspective. We have a wide diversity of students with a wide representation of Christian denominations, and I think that's what makes a school great.
If you're considering a career in the law, consider Regent Law School today. The time to apply, right now. Call toll-free at 1-877-267-5072. There's also more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life, to live in freedom.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. If you're just joining us and haven't been listening, didn't catch the program yesterday, let me tell you, we've got a great victory report at Mount Soledad. I mean, it's a case that just won't go away, the ACLU and others being relentless in their pursuit of trying to remove the cross at Mount Soledad, been there for about 60 years. Good news is the U.S. District Court defeated the ACLU yesterday in their opinion and cited extensively our brief at the American Center for Law and Justice, representing 33 members of Congress. It's posted, by the way, online at aclj.org. We have an analysis of the opinion up, so I want to encourage you to get that. Go to the website at aclj.org. Great information there. Next week on the broadcast, coming to you, Jordan will be coming to us from England. And folks, just to give you a sense of what's happening there and the persecution that Christians are under, not in England, but in the Middle East, and these are people that have gone to England to try to get asylum. We've just got a report out of Saudi Arabia. We've just received another report coming out of Turkey. The one on Turkey, I can't give you the details on yet. We're working on that now. But Jordan, the one out of Saudi Arabia, again, very, very troubling development.
Yeah, as folks know, immigration to Saudi Arabia, especially for foreign workers, is a pretty big deal. There's lots of jobs there. There's compounds that most of these workers are on. And the Saudi government, though, is still very hostile to Christians and still really trying to figure out where their policy is, though the king this week did make some leeway into the Christianity and held a forum in Spain hosted by Saudi Arabia on religious freedom with Christian leaders there. The Saudi government and the Saudi police have now deported 15 people. And I want everyone to understand the accusations made. They were in a house church. They were immigrants. They're not Saudis. And they were in their house church. They were not on the street. They're not trying to build any kind of church structure. And then this is coming directly from the story, directly from the quotes. The worshipers initially faced accusations of preaching and singing. So preaching and singing are a crime, but, quote, they later changed the charge to holding a dance party and collecting money to support, get this, to support terrorism. So they had $130 US in their box at their house church that they had gotten as donations, as tithes, and they charged them with raising money to support terrorism. Now those 15 people have been deported.
I'll tell you something, folks. This is very serious. We'll give you more details on this next week, and I am very concerned about the way that this is taking place. Jordan will be over there with the team from the European Center for Law and Justice and the ACLJ Washington office, some of our government affairs people, working on the situation on this deportation, taking it very, very seriously. Now, we're going to get right back to our topic. There'll be a lot to talk about on that, obviously, next week. And I thought it would be good, and I want to put a real sense of what's going on here, to get Debbie Lee on the phone. Debbie's been on this broadcast before. Her son was the first Navy SEAL killed in action in Afghanistan. And the anniversary of that, his heroism was just the other day, and I got an email from Debbie and responded right back, and I thought it'd be good to have Debbie share, because Debbie, let me first again, thanks for being on the program.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Jay.
Sure. But one of the things that I think is important, and you could speak to this directly, is there is so much out in the media right now, especially with the code pink people. We saw that at the University of California in Berkeley last year with the harassment that was going on there to the Marine recruiting stations. But there is this negative sense that's out there. And then you get people like yourself and others that are standing up for our soldiers. But then you see the attack being brought on by the ACLU as if they've got nothing better to do than to challenge the prayer at the Naval Academy that's been around, as I said, as long as the Naval Academy's been around, challenging our chaplain's ability to pray, challenging the cross at Mount Soledad. As someone whose family member paid the ultimate price for our freedom, how do you react to these situations?
You know, I just find it is so repulsive and so appalling. This is something at the Naval Academy, it's voluntary prayer. You know, this, we know as Christians that that's where our strength comes from, is through the prayer. And so the enemy's fighting. He's trying to do everything he can to take away those tools that keep us strong, keep us connected with Jesus Christ. And I find it so offensive. They're not requiring anybody there to have to pray, you know, to God. It's voluntary. They don't have to do it. They could be thinking, you know, about a football game the next day. And it just, you know as believers, that's where our strength comes from. And so we need to continue to be on our knees. You know, as Christians, I think we tend to get apathetic, and we forget that we are in a battle and that God requires that of us. And so, for me, I'm calling everybody else to do what they can to join together with you in this against the ACLU. Why is the ACLU not down at the, you know, Tyson food plants? They've, you know, set up a separate prayer room for the Muslims down there and given them time off to go pray, and they've changed the Labor Day holiday. But are they there? No, they're fighting against our military and the Christians, and it's just...
You know, they would never do... I will tell you this. You can't speak out. You speak out against Islam. It's like it's, you know, the topic of taboo. You can't do it, even though we're having a war, as Justice Scalia said, with radical Islam. But it does show you the nature of it. Debbie, we got a lot of calls coming in. Our phone lines, by the way, are open for you at 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk about what's going on in the military situation with prayer and religious freedom. If you want to talk about Mount Soledad, our phone lines are open for you again, 800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Laura is calling from North Carolina on line one. Laura, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you doing today? I just wanted to comment on the lack of respect of the country. There seems to be a tremendous amount of it, and it's getting more and more impressive. And the idea of not being able to stand aside for 1 or 2 minutes while somebody else has a prayer is unbelievable. Islam, people who are Muslim who need to pray 5 times a day or whatever it is that they do, we allow them that religious freedom, and we need to keep our religious freedom also. I don't understand why we need to be suppressed.
Well, I'll tell you, I agree. And, you know, Debbie, you were just talking about this. I mean, you have in your family a hero, someone that served our country and, as I said, paid the ultimate sacrifice. And then you have this situation develop where you see these things being challenged, and as the caller Nancy just mentioned, these are voluntary actions. How, again, your reaction to this and your own son's spiritual walk while in the military, we had calls from a lot of soldiers yesterday about how important these chaplains are, how important their faith traditions are as part of their military service.
It's a huge part of who they are. Mark was a very committed believer, and I just received an email, as you mentioned, it was the anniversary, the 2-year anniversary on Saturday, and it was actually Iraq, not Afghanistan, that he was the first Navy SEAL. But
right.
One of the guys there said, you know, what a pillar of strength of that faith Mark was, and how he prayed with them and would encourage them. And to take that away from our men and women when they're going into battle, I mean, how many times in the Old Testament did our warriors prayed and God gave them the victory in the battle? And we've gotten so busy as a nation. We don't take the time to pray like we should be. And then we've got someone like the ACLU that wants to come take those rights away from us, and we've gotten so tolerant that we try to accept everything. And it's like the old adage, if you don't stand for anything, you're going to fall for everything. And we've just gotten so complacent. We are a Christian nation. That's what we were founded on. We heard Obama last week try to tell us we're not a Christian nation any longer, and people just stand back, and they don't do anything about it. And that's not what God's requiring of us, and we need to use our voices to be active. You know, prayer is such an important part of the military. Mark wrote letters home saying it's like they said, there's no atheists in the foxhole. And And they, you know, that's where our strength, that's what they rely on. And to take that away from them, that's appalling.
Debbie, what is the website if people want to contact you? What's the best website for people to be in contact with you?
Probably at this point, I'm working on my own nonprofit right now, but don't have that up yet. If they went to moveamericaforward.org and just get a message out to me, they could do that. Probably that's the best website to get to me.
MoveAmericaForward.org. Well, we'll do that. And Debbie, again, thanks for taking a few minutes out to be with us. But I thought it was important for people to hear from you as someone, again, who's had someone that served our country as a hero on how important this is. And Debbie, appreciate it. We'll continue to pray for you and your good work in keeping our troops foremost.
Thank you so much, Jay. And you stay in the battle. You're making a huge difference.
We'll do it. Thanks, Debbie.
Uh-huh.
Folks, I wanted to bring Debbie in this. And Jordan, we've talked about this before. When you had that call yesterday from that military serviceman who talked about the importance of the chaplains, it hit me hard that we need to realize that these are real people that have real needs that are trying to be met, whether it's the midshipmen in the Naval Academy, whether it's the chaplains out in the military. This is serious stuff.
We take for granted a lot of what just being able to go to a chaplain and go to a religious service means to these men and women who are religious in the military. But you can imagine, and this is what Ken from Washington said, what he said was that when you go on combat operations, he was a veteran of the Iraq War, when you go to the combat operations, you see horrendous things you've got to do. You've got to participate in violent activity. You've got to fight back. You're fighting an enemy in usually urban areas, especially in Iraq. You're fighting strong. You see things that will be with you for the rest of your life. We can't imagine them as folks who have not been in a combat situation. But what he said, Dad, and I think this was one of the most touching calls we ever had and one that really hit home to folks that were listening, was that it just made him feel human again to go and talk to that chaplain, to participate in a religious service of his denomination, and to have someone to go to. It made him feel human again. He said it just made you feel like you were a normal person living in the world. And that is why you keep fighting for these issues, because to us, we see it as religious freedom. To the men and women serving there, they see it as just keeping them a person, keeping them human, keeping them connected to themselves.
Yeah, folks, it was a very moving call. I hope we can, we'll try to do that, is get that and play that again maybe at some point later in the week or even next week. Folks, here's the thing I want to tell you, though, very important. I certainly will run it as part of our weekend program, perhaps. Let me tell you this. We think this is a really, really important issue, obviously. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your phones right now. The ACLU is trying to get the prayer at the midtime meal taken away at the Naval Academy, and we have to say no and stand with the Naval Academy, the U.S. Navy, and the Department of Defense. Here's the phone number. You go to your phones right now. Add your name to this proclamation of solidarity. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Add your name to the proclamation of solidarity or ACLJ.org.
It's one of the most revered branches of our military, the United States Navy. And for more than 160 years now, there's been a mealtime prayer at noon at the U.S. Naval Academy, a tradition of voluntary prayer that's now under attack. Now the ACLU is demanding that the Naval Academy stop this time-honored tradition or face a federal lawsuit. That's right, the ACLU is trying to censor the Naval Academy, claiming this voluntary prayer somehow violates the U.S. Constitution. This is the time for action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and encourage the Naval Academy to stand firm, to keep the noontime prayer, and to say no to the ACLU. Sign on today to the ACLJ Proclamation of Solidarity for the Naval Academy. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. Help the ACLJ protect prayer in the military.
I don't have time to finish my college degree.
I need a college education that respects my values.
I don't know if I have what it takes to finish my degree.
I'm too busy at work. I can't go back to school now.
You've thought of all the reasons you can't go back to school. But here's something that could change all that. Right now, you could get a college degree on your terms. Online classes to fit your schedule. A curriculum that's rooted in Christianity. From a top 10 online university. And right now, you might even be able to go for free. With both 2- and 4-year degrees available and more than $1.9 million in scholarships and grants awarded to undergraduate students this year alone, a private college education may be closer than you think. Visit applytoregent.com or call 1-888-REGENT-U to find out more about our degree programs, scholarships, and grants.
Anyone.
Hi, everybody. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Big win in the Mount Soledad case. We've got it posted online at ACLJ.org. That cross stays, and despite the ACLU continuing to push it to get it down, we continue to see victory after victory. This was a case that was going in the other direction, and got a call from the mayor, Jerry Sanders of San Diego. They all wanted help. We were glad to do it, and the end result's been to the Supreme Court once on an emergency stay. We were successful there. Then we've been successful before the U.S. District Court, the Ninth Circuit, then back at the U.S. District Court again. So some good news and some positive developments on that. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have next?
Todd's calling from Oregon on line one. Todd, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great. How can we help you, sir?
Well, I'm calling in to say that I just can't believe what the ACLU is doing. It's absolutely crazy. I am a war veteran from a covert operation called Earnest Will, where we went in before the Gulf War to clear mines and insurgents out of the Gulf of Oman and in Afghanistan and Iraq. And I was wounded in the field, and I had a chaplain hold my hand literally for 14 hours. And he laid his hands upon me, and he prayed for me, and he literally saved my life. And in other cases, I've seen chaplains of all faith go out under RPG fire, heavy rocket grenade fire, you know, sniper fire, without a weapon, to give soldiers on the field that were dead their last rites, and to help bring back the wounded. These were extraordinary men and extraordinary in their faith. And to take such great human beings and people who are so, what am I trying to say, that have given their life to the Lord in service of others, trying to take that out of the military, I mean.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, first of all, Todd, we appreciate your service, and we appreciate your word of testimony on the fact that the chaplain meant so much to you when you were wounded in the field. But look, I mean, it's a very serious problem. It's not only the naval chaplains and Air Force chaplains and Army and Marines that are having problems. Now it's the academies, and it's the ACLU. And I will tell you this, the ACLU matter is very, very serious, and they are threatening a lawsuit. And the lawsuit is basically going to say, if you don't stop the midtime prayer, which has been part of the tradition since its founding, that you're not going to be able to, they're not going to allow it. They're going to file a lawsuit. And I am taking it very seriously. We've got a proclamation of solidarity going to the Naval Academy, and I will tell you, there are right now on the Naval Academy, and this is very, very significant, we have over 40,000 signatures between phones and emails right now, and it's growing very, very quickly. If you have not added your name after the testimonies you're hearing today and you heard yesterday, I can't think of a more important reason for you to add your name of support for this proclamation of solidarity. You go to the phones right now. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also sign up online at aclj.org. Jordan, who's next?
Elisha's calling from Oregon on line five. Alicia, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Elijah. You're on the air.
Elijah.
Yes, Elijah, you're on the air.
I was asking a question about what is their reasoning? Why are they even bringing this up as an issue? Why do they want the cross down? Does it offend them to know it's there?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what they've known. They've said exactly that. The people that have filed the lawsuit are offended by the fact that they see the cross as a religious symbol. Of course, the cross is much more than just a religious symbol. And we have a history of this that's in our briefs. It's the symbol of sacrifice and valor. You see this in some of the cross awards that are given in military for valor. It's just part of the tradition, part of the heritage of the country. But look, the ACLU, they're doing everything they can to remove these things. And now we're successful in Mount Soledad, and again successful last week in Mount Soledad with the great district court opinion. But as I said, now the attention's going to the Naval Academy. They're not going to give up on Mount Soledad. And at the Naval Academy, they just want the prayer stopped. That simple. And we're saying, no, it's been there for 165 years. No one's required to participate in it. We have got to stand up and fight back. And that's what we're doing. But again, it's going to take everybody's voice. We need to be over 50,000 signatures. We're getting close. But if you have not yet signed your name to that proclamation of solidarity against the ACLU and for our men and women that are at the Naval Academy, you do so right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, who's next?
Larry is calling from Louisiana on line 4. Larry, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, hi, Jay. How are you doing today, sir?
We're doing great.
Hey, Jay, look, I just wanted to put a little different spin on this.
Sure.
I first of all, let me say, I am not a Christian, though I grew up in a Southern Baptist church. I do have a profound faith in God. And I also value, as a former military veteran myself, our civil liberties, which is, you know, what most of these young men and women are out fighting for. I don't understand, however, the ACLU trying to take away the rights of people who want to pray. Like you said before, this was not a mandatory prayer. I think we're just kind of overstepping our boundaries.
I think that the sphere and the problem here is that the traditions that you grew up with, not just within the church, but the traditions you grew up with within the military are what are being challenged here. And Jordan, what they're trying to do is eliminate those, quote, controversial part of history that they're calling controversial or part of our heritage.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Mount Soledad, the cross there, had been standing there since 1954, so over 50 years there. It started out, it's been honored different wars since the founding of the park was in 1914, so World War I, then World War II, then that with the cross was specifically put up for the Korean War. Then it became a Veterans Memorial Park, a federal park, to honor all veterans, and that's what currently there's still being additions made to the Mount Soledad War Memorial as a federal park now honoring all of our veterans. That's one attack, Dad, that we fought back on. Now we've got the Naval Academy situation, the chaplain situation. As we hear, the second we talk about that, I think what's important for folks to understand is when we talk about chaplains on air, we get lots of calls immediately from men and women who have served in our military who tell us right off the top of the bat how important those chaplains are when they're serving overseas, especially when they're overseas in combat areas. Right now we're in a time of war in Iraq, and in Afghanistan, we've got troops all over the world fighting terrorism, and these chaplains are important, and we hear those calls immediately. But we also hear them about from the Vietnam veterans and other veterans who have served overseas as well, how important those chaplains are. So you've got to make this issue human when you think about it, folks, and I think all of these callers have showed that.
Well, I'll tell you what I think we need to do, and this is, I think, very important, is we encourage you to go to your phones and become part of our team here. The number's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name of support to the Proclamation of Solidarity for the prayer at the Naval Academy. Let's try to get one more call before the end of the broadcast.
Bryce is calling from Indiana on line 6. Bryce, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Bryce.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
This is a huge freedom to these wonderful fighting men that we have for our country that have given us all these freedoms that we have now, you know. And the ACLU, they live in this country too, you know, and they enjoy all of the freedoms that these men have given them as well, you know.
You know what they're trying to do, though? They think that they have the right that you have, it's called a dissenter's veto. An offended observer's veto. You see something you don't like, you have the right to take it down. And that's not the way freedom's supposed to work. Freedom works is, you know, you may see things and hear things and talk about things you disagree with. But that's the price of freedom. And to remove the heritage of the country because one person is offended, to me, violates the core of what freedom, exactly what you said, what freedom means. Here's what we want you to do. Over 40,000 of you have signed the Proclamation of Solidarity for our Naval Academy and prayer against the ACLU on this. You go to your phones right now. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. Add your name to the Proclamation of Solidarity and updated information at acLJ.org.